Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For Johnny Newton, I mean, obviously the wasn't the sole mistake in the game, but coming off that one at the end of the game, what is sort of your message to him just to keep his confidence up and go, especially going into a short
Yes. You know, that's a scenario on that one where we call it, you know, do they even have a play up, you know, to work the cadence? But, man, we have so much belief and love for this guy. And so it was a hard mistake. It was one to learn from. And as it goes, those are hard ones. Like you said, there's other plays in the game that come up. That one just, you know, happened to showcase it more at the end. And, you know, for sure, this is the type of player that is hurting from it and going to learn from it.
That was Dan Quinn yesterday after a loss to the Steelers, asked about Johnny Newton jumping off sides on what would have been a 4th-and-1. If he doesn't jump off sides there, the Steelers almost certainly burn a timeout, then punt, pin Washington deep, and they've got over a minute to try to go 40 or 50 yards to get into field goal range. Call me crazy. I think they have a decent chance to do that with Jaden Daniels at quarterback and the way that they've operated at the end of games this season. They never got a shot because Newton jumped off sides. It's a bad play. I think way too much has been made about that one play. I understand that it is fairly unacceptable, and I get that it's the very end of the game, so there's some recency effect there. There are 10 plays every bit as bad as that one that led to the loss, and I think we're zeroed in really on that one because it happened last.
Interesting. My pushback is I distinguish between other guy makes a play on you, and that's a bummer, versus controllable, fixable, easy things. That's an easy thing. Like that to me is one that has to just be uniform. If their guy who's good pushes you and Najee Harris barrels forward and inches forward for a first down, you tip your cap. But like the don't jump off sides and Mike Tomlin whispers to the referee, I'm gonna call a timeout if the guys don't jump off sides, clear as day, anybody should have been looking for that. Like that to me is controllable. I fault controllable a lot more than I fault, you know, you got beat. You got bested.
What I'm talking about is dropping passes. That's controllable. You know, mental versus
me too.
Physical
That's what I'm saying.
Would be the discrepancy. So I think then we're saying the same thing then. What I'm saying is like him jumping off sides while on the list is not a larger reason as to why they lost, in my opinion, than, hey, if you catch that football, you're in field goal range now, Noah Brown. Hey, if you catch that ball on that cross or if you're Zach Ertz, you do your job. Like Johnny Newton's mistake, while a really young guy being asked to play, you're going to get some of those really bad play, no doubt about it, is in, you know, trying to do too much, so to speak, which is not all that different than the guy dropping a pass. And there were 10 plays across the whole game that if you just do your job correctly, if you just do the thing you're supposed to do, if Jaden Daniels, who's been money all season long with wide open guys, just hits Luke McCaffrey, who is naked open, just absolutely butt naked open and doesn't throw it way over his head, it's a different football game. And so I'm not going to do the like, oh, Johnny Newton cost you the game. No, they would have had to punt. You would have had to get the ball to 5. You would have had to go 55, 60 yards without timeouts. Still a very, very tall order at that point.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.